السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتي سامي. الله تعالى grant you and Apa عافية and good health and may الله تعالى accept your خدمة ودين. حضرت مفتي سامي, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Shawwal 1446. Hence on Monday evening we have to scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent, the moon and crescent of Zulqa'dah. If it is sighted, then Tuesday will be the first of Zulqa'dah. Saudi Arabia already announced that Tuesday is their first, and we have to scan the sky Monday evening, inshallah. And if it is not sighted, then Wednesday will be the first of Zulqa'dah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on Suratul Jathiyah, chapter number 45 and verses number 36 and 37. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, we conclude the surah and chapter, and we also complete the juz, the para, the 25th para and juz of the noble Quran. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Oh beloved Allah, forgive my beloved parents, our beloved teachers, our honorable listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba and Sirius FM. May all my Allah Jalla Wala accept us all for his deen and Islam, and make our khatima and ending on Iman and Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen, and reward all the directors of the various radio stations. So today's lesson is, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is concluding the surah with praises to himself. Me and you, in our dua, when we start and begin our dua, we should say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises is due solely only for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the sustainer, nourisher, provider for the one in the entire universe. Who is sustaining, nourishing, providing for the entire universe and creation? Only Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And then, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all thanks and gratitude is for you alone. All praise is for you alone. But we also admit and confess, Ya Allah Jalla Wala, we can never ever praise you enough as you have praised yourself. Allahumma la uhsi sana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. So, O Muslim, O Muslimah, when you beg, O Almighty Allah, learn these few sentences. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you know. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu, you know. So learn the third sentence as well, and then Durood Sharif Salawat upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, upon the Master Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla Jalla for all your needs. Allahumma la uhsi sana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. See how Almighty Allah praises Himself. Chapter 45, verses 36-37. Falillahil hamdu. Hence, the fa refers to hands. Falillahil hamdu, and for Him alone is all the praises. Remember that. Praising human beings, but we know how many sins and vices, million, billion, trillion, zillion sins we have committed. So much napaki and its najasat, impurity emanates from our body. So how can we be praising ourselves? Remember that. Oh, waluka nutfa, oh human being, your starting point is semen and sperm. Wa akhiruka jifa, and your ending, you're a corpse. If that body has to stay there in the house for 3-4 days, it will start disintegrating. The family itself will say, take him away. So imagine that's our ending. Wa bainahuma al-qadira, and between our starting ending, we're carrying all the najasat and impurity. We have to go and relieve ourselves. But yet we are so proud and arrogant. Allah protect us. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That Almighty Allah, hence all the praises is for Him alone. Rabb, do you know what is the meaning of Rabb? Here Allah uses the word thrice. The day my beloved mother gave birth to me 70 years ago in Ramadan, Islamic calendar, 68 years ago, Gregorian calendar. So I had no teeth, nothing, everything so weak and so feeble and so forth. Then after some time, then the milk teeth came. Then after some time, the permanent teeth came. Who brings about and evolves and brings all these changes? Does evolution takes place? Does changes takes place? That is Rabb. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala can do that. And then I'm growing, growing, growing. When I'm 6 feet tall, stop. If Allah should make me keep on growing, then which bed I could sleep on? Imagine that. I'm wearing size 13 shoes and my feet should go and growing, growing. So where I should get shoes from? So see, everything Allah Ta'ala does, Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Allah. Wa fi anfusikum, look within yourself and you will see the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is the lesson we must learn. Rabbi Samawati, sustainer, nourisher of the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the clouds, the stars, the planets. Wa Rabbil Ardi, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the terrestrial creation, the land, the sand, the forest, the jungles, the lakes, the oceans. Who is sustaining all that? I'm asking you. And still people want to say the atheists, the haramis. Rabbil Alameen, He's the sustainer, nourisher, provider for the entire universe. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So take Almighty Allah, exclude Him, and Alameen means the entire universe. He alone is sustaining, nourishing them. Walahu, and for Him exclusively. To understand these words in front, I have to mention one hadith for you, beautiful hadith. The hadith is mentioned, ulama, students who know Arabic, so go open Muslim Sharif, Sahih Muslim, Kitabul Bir, Babu Tahrim al-Kibr, where Allah Jalla Wala speaks about, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speak about pride, arrogance is haram. So this hadith, qawla al-Nabiyyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salatu salam says, qawla Allahu azza wa jalla, Allah jalla wa la states, hadith al-Qudsi, authentic hadith. To understand this, you need to understand one example. This is just an example, bighayri tashbih. Nobody can be an example for Almighty Allah. Everything of Almighty Allah is unique. Laysa ka mithli shay, nothing of Almighty Allah resembles the creation, and nothing in the universe resembles Almighty Allah. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, There is none equal to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in any aspect, in any respect. So call Allah Azza wa Jalla. So you see, when I fasten ihram, we're going for Umrah. You fasten ihram, you're going for Hajj. I'm just giving example. So the upper garment that we wear, the men, so the upper towel that we wear covering our chest and so forth, our back, that is called, you must remember, that izari. So izari will be called for the bottom portion, right? So izari will be the bottom portion. And the upper portion will be called ridai, right? So you must remember that. So that is izar and rida. So izar, the lower portion. And the upper portion, ridai. So listen to the hadith. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla wa'ala states, Al-azamatu izari. Al-azamatu izari. And my lower garment. This Allah alone knows what it means. But remember, that is my majesty. And will keep riya'u rida'i. And remember that there's honor and everything. That is my rida', that is my shawl, and so forth. Allah alone knows the meaning. And فَمَنْ نَازَ أَنِي وَاحِدًا مِّنْهُمَا, whoever disputes with me and say, he is the king, he is the majesty, he is the honorable one, then what will I do? That he either wants to fight with me, argue with me regarding my majesty and honor, أَسْكَنْتُهُ نَارِي, I dispatch him straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So therefore, this pride, honor, dignity, majesty is only solely for him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, for him exclusively is the majesty in the heavens and on this earth. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, and he is the Almighty and the All-Wise. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Always, did you read Asma'ullah al-Husna today? For the past 40 years, I'm reading with Allah's help. Even now, before I came down, I read all the 99 names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So read the 99 names of Almighty Allah and the 40 durood of Hazrat Shaykh. You know that 40 durood? So read that daily. So make it part of your ma'amool. And inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will make it easy for us and our du'as will be accepted. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 27th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we present to you the news, views and interviews. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Three jutlas dead dispatched to Jahannam and 5-6 of them injured severely. May they also freck, and their freck means to be die like a dog in Afrikaans. We have no sympathy, empathy for all these jutlas and haramis. You see that the jutlas admitted yesterday, before yesterday, that initially they rejected it, then grudgingly they accepted it, then they murdered one United Nations worker. So remember, he's from Bulgaria. So the government of Bulgaria now is demanding compensation from them, from the Israeli, 100%. We all must demand that. You murdered 250,000 Palestinians. For each one of them, there must be reparations, there must be compensation for all the mosques and churches and buildings and everything else. So 60% of the jutlas are on, say, that they're on the verge of a civil war. And if you want the statement, go look at Ehud Olmert's statement. Go look at Olmert's statement. You understood? Ehud Olmert. And there's all the characters. There's Lapid and all of them. Lapid. So they are all. Go see, go see. There you can just Google it. What are the latest statements? They say 60% feel they're just on the verge of civil war. Allahumma shattid shamlahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in chapter 59 and verse number 14. You see, what is the aim of America? Trump, the harami, the war criminal, Netanyahu, Ben-Gvir, and Smotrich, and all these haramis. Extermination of the Palestinians and starvation. United Nations have said, There is no food for the past 7 weeks and more. There is no medication coming in. Whatever supplies we have are depleted. In few days' time, there will be nothing left there. And we are feeding 1 million people, United Nations. You Arab Harami, Saudi Arabia, having musical extravaganza and big shows. You United Arab Emirates, where's your shame? Why don't you cut off diplomatic ties with Israel and you, Jordan and Egypt and you, Bahrain and Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Syria. Syria, I told you, that Julani, you see, I call him Julani, an agent of the Jews. So he wants to make now the next country with Saudi Arabia to join the Abrahamic Accord. That is what the media has said. So whether it's alleged or not, Allah alone knows, but they're all haramis, murtad, remember that, if you ask me, and study what they are doing. So that is what we get from the news, and then we find it in our news also. India, Pakistan, the tensions are rising there, both are firing across the border and so forth. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy, and if war breaks out, we must support Pakistan, remember that. Okay, thereafter, Jenin totally cut off there in the West Bank. They put metal gates everywhere. These are the jutlas, haramis, commit war crimes, commit crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing. And when you speak, no, you anti-Semite. Go to hell with your anti-Semite and your Holocaust. We don't accept it. We reject it. End of the story. Trump trumpeting away Ukraine and Russia. He say peace is near. But the peace is near. Everything is in favor of Russia. So Zelensky is blowing his top and Trump is not listening. Houthis have brought down more than 20 of the drones of America and so forth. So these Yemenis, they're doing great work. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for them. And the Najdis, the Saudis, rahmatulil alameen, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. The Pope, there's no hope for the Pope. So he died on Monday, Easter Monday. Today will be his funeral. So there'll be over 100 heads of state and prime ministers, president. You will find some donkeys amongst the Muslims also going there. Absolutely haram. Surah 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. You cannot pray for any non-Muslim. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't stand there by their grave and the cemetery and so forth. All haram in Islam. In today's modern mind, the people wonder that this man is only being buried after 6 days. And we, the people, the ulama fraternity, say about azab and so forth. The man is there, and you can see him, they mummified him, did whatever they want to. Therefore, the body doesn't disintegrate and decompose and so forth. So what will you say of chapter 40, verse number 46, when the Pharaoh drowned, and then Almighty Allah preserved his body, he and his cronies, and they're being punished now as I speak to you. We can't see it, does not mean it's not happening. You're sleeping with your wife and your child, and suddenly they wake up perspiring, you're sleeping right next to them. You ask them what happened, they say a terrible nightmare. You didn't see it, but you can see how they're suffering. النار يؤردون عليها غدوا وعشيا. The Pharaoh and his cronies, they're being presented to the fire day and night, all the time being punished. Chapter 40, verse 46. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. And when the day of justice comes, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. The followers of the Pharaoh and Pharaoh will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, the worst punishment. So it shows that it is happening, although we cannot see it. So we need to wake up, remember that. So 4 killed in Balochistan. So there, Pakistan, enough turmoil in different parts. You must remember that. See this here. This is breaking news in America. America says in Manhattan, so that is in America, that they arrested one Afghani citizen. And he kidnapped some Americans and Afghanis. And he admitted to that. And now he will be sentenced to life imprisonment. I wonder how much they tortured him and so forth and so on. And one charge against him is that he fought against the American military. So every Afghani should charge you for the crimes you committed there in Afghanistan. Every Iraqi should charge you, the American regime, for murdering more than 1 million people, Muslims there in Iraq and so forth. You are the biggest terrorist, you haramis, America and Israel. Come back to our country. You know, South Africa is always some crazy news, banana republic. Widespread outages expected there in Shwani, Pretoria. So big problems there. 100 billion debts. The various municipalities and them owe the government and ESCOM. Only 10 municipalities are paying their account. The rest say, no, Lungi, there. We will see and all those kind of things here. You see? So now with the VAT, everybody is claiming victory besides the ANC. You see that? But we must be honest, whether we like it or not, that the greatest credit should go to the DA and to the EFF and so forth. Yesterday, mashallah, I had Jummah there in Masjid Ibrahim. And the person who built that masjid, his name is Ibrahim Gur. He, his mother and all, we are family, you see. So after that, we went to his place there. We had nice akni and so forth. My brother Ahmad Abdi and all of us. And thereafter, he told me, come, I take you. So I said, okay. So Haji Ahmad Abdi said he has to go to Durban. So I said, no, you carry on. Me, I'll move around a little bit with my other connection, Ibrahim Gur. They pronounce it good. It's a mistake. You see, Gur. G-O-O-R. So he took me to his boutique hotel. You see, so mashallah, 80, 90 rooms ready there. And the people, istima, old people, can't stay in the tents. It's cold and so forth. You can book there inside. What are the prices? All that you will ask him, the details are there. And then he took me to the istima ground, the istima site. That's also his property. So we spent about an hour there, you know, we met a lot of people there. So mashallah, some students of mine from Cape Town, one bus is there from Cape Town already. They're expecting 45, 50 buses, 20, 25,000 people. That's what they told me. The ishtima starting today after Zohar will end on Monday, Zohar time, inshallah. So we should make dua for the ishtima. We, the men, should go. I'll go this afternoon, evening, inshallah, al-Aziz. So remember, wonderful atmosphere there. The elders are coming here from Somalia, from India, and where and where. So Allah Ta'ala accept all the ishtimas, remember that. And the ishtima list, if you want, from 1966, you understand, right up to now, by Abdul Samad Johan from Bispingo Beach sent it to me. And if anybody wants it, I did send it on the groups, but we'll send it to you gladly. And the Muslim woman is available for the month of May. So try and procure a copy and buy a copy. Just 25 rand. So you got Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So 3 days for reading. Use the leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Otherwise, we'll get involved in vices and sins. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. So tonight, 6 to 8 during the evening will be Brother Suleiman Esop with Naat Kirat. 1 to 1:30 will be my lecture, which I delivered yesterday there in Masjid Ibrahim. And 7 to 9 will be Moha Khalid Yaqub in the morning. Ma Salim, we have about 12, 13 minutes left. So let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A.
Mufti Sahib, if someone says talaq sentences multiple times in his mind, will talaq take place or not?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That is 100% ijma consensus on that. Talaq will only be valid. Talaq means divorce. When the husband utters the words or he writes it out, remember that. Just thinking about it and contemplating about it and all that. So that means nothing, and the nikah is still valid. And when you get all these negative thoughts, that is one of the aims of Satan, Lucifer, and Shaitan. Chapter 2, verse 102, that he wants to cause separation between husband and wife. Chapter 2, verse 102. So whenever, hubby and husband or wife, that you also sometimes crazy, you wives, you know, that give me talaq, and you know the woman can't stop talking also. So you must remember that. So whenever these kind of negative thoughts come, then chapter 7, verse 200, wa imma yanzaghannaka min ash-shaytani nazghun fasta'iz billah. When shaitan gives you a vaccine, you know, Then you must say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. You read, Qul a'udhu bil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. You waswisu fi sudurin nas. These are the whisperings and waswasa from shaitan. Allah protect us, Allah protect our marriages, and Allah protect our children as well.
Mufti Saab, is it true that in Islam we must not eat fish and milk together?
To eat fish and milk together, totally permissible. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, his books are masterpieces, remember that. Shaykh al-Islam and ibn Taymiyyah and ibn Rajab and all of them. So, rahimahullah, so ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah wrote the book At-Tibbu al-Nabawi, the prophetic medication and so forth. So there he wrote that this got nothing to do with Islam. It is just a suggestion from the doctors and the hakim. So fish and milk is not good for your health. But me, I eat it, I don't bother about all that. Not every day, now once in a while. So there's no prohibition from an Islamic point of view. It is just some doctors, hakim, they say, from a spiritual point of sight, according to their experiences, they say it's not healthy and so forth, but totally permissible in Islam.
Mufti Saab, is it fine for one to perform tawaf on the upper level as the crowd is less compared to the mataf? Or is it more virtuous and rewarding for one to perform tawaf on the mataf?
If you perform on the first floor, second floor, third floor, you know how many floors they got, they're now all permissible and it's much longer. Remember that, you'll get more reward for that. Why? Because at the bottom is packed to capacity, and especially if you have ladies with you, and then the women are touching the men are touching your wife, your daughter, your mother, and some of our women don't ever wear socks. Remember, it's not permissible that. You Hanafi ladies, you should and you must wear socks when you are performing tawaf. Imagine your toes and your tickly toes, you see, tickly toes. So tickly toes and your heels and all that touching another man, he's touching you and all that, is jais all that. Quran Sharif says, chapter 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Who makes just intention of deviation, oppression, in the haram, in Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, Azizia, all that comes in, we will unleash a painful punishment for that person. So make sure the Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's say it's compulsory for them. When their ladies perform Salah, they leave the home, they must wear sock stocking. You Hanafi ladies, normally is mustahab and good, but not compulsory. But I'm telling you, there when you perform Tawaf, you must wear. Otherwise, you'll be guilty of a major, major sin. So if you see the crowd is very big, go on top. So you must remember that and go on top and do it walking, not with that golf cart and all that, unless you are really sickly or you are very old and so forth, that's a different issue.
Mufti Saab, is it allowed for ladies to cut their hair?
Not permissible. Jami'u Saghir, in Hadith Kitab which I have by me, Jami'u Saghir means the ahadith that start with Alif, so that will be the starting. The ahadith that end with Ya, Ya Aisha, Ya Ali, Ya Aba Bakr, Ya Umar, that will be the ending. So you go to the ahadith of Naha, Noon. So Naha Rasulullah, Naha Rasulullah. So Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited the ladies from cutting the hair. The only time for you ladies to cut hair is when you are performing Umrah and Hajj, or the baby girl is born, and on the seventh day, today is Saturday, so you gave birth today, so this Friday coming, so that will be the seventh day. So innama taqsiru ala nisa, you don't shave your hair. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see this example. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an tahliq al mar'atu ra'saha. So it's haram for a lady to shave her hair. But to cut the hair also in normal cases not permissible, except Umrah Hajj on the seventh day after the baby girl is born. So all that you have to do. So why is it haram? Why is it not permissible? One, mushabihat bil kafirat. You are imitating the non-Muslim culture. Two, mushabihat bil rijal. That you are imitating the men. From the back, we don't know his Eve or his teeth. And third one, you must remember, you're imitating fashion of the West and so forth. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Our women, they want to always look for a loophole, you see. Say, no, me, I wear scarf. Me, I wear parda. So I make it nice and short. You know why? My husband, he likes it like that. So tomorrow your husband tell you do some unda, danda, oral, anal, all that, you will do that. So you must remember all these things. Yeah, everything your husband tell you, you don't have to listen to him. It's haram. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asitil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Ibn Majah.
Mufti Sahab, as a wife, if I pass away, how will my inheritance be distributed? I have four daughters and my parents are alive.
MashaAllah, just rephrase that question, little bird. You mustn't say, if I pass away. If means there's shak, there's doubt in it. You must say, when I pass away. We all have to die. You got any doubt in that? We don't have doubt. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. So you must never say, if I pass away. You must say, when I pass away. So now, my sister, you pass away. So in a case like that, you must remember that first thing will be burial, funeral expenses, right? And thereafter, you must remember, will be the debts of the deceased, the personal debts, the business debts, corporate debts, all that must be paid to the creditors immediately. Not after 40 days and 100 days and that, immediately. And justice delayed is justice denied. Third is wasiyah. For a person, for an organization, Muslim or non-Muslim, this is wasiyah where you bequeath. Your neighbor is Tom, Dick and Mary, but they're good, they help you a lot, you know. So in your will, you write down that upon my death, he or she, my neighbor, Harry or Mary, must get 10,000 rand, 15,000, whatever, and it is less than one-third, so permissible, and that he or she will be the beneficiary. Then the heirs. Age must be Muslim. So now you say you pass away. So then your parents are alive. But you didn't tell us whether your husband is alive or not. So I'll give you both ways. So you say that your parents are alive and you got four daughters. So what will happen in a case like that? So remember that the parents will get one third. So that is 1/6, 1/6. Okay? So one third for them and the four daughters, two thirds. So finish, that is how it will be. If the husband comes, then remember the masla goes to awl. Awl means you increase the number there. So it means that the husband will get 25%. The father, mother will get 1/6, 1/6, collectively one third. And the four daughters will get two thirds. So that all these shares are enshrined in the noble Quran.
Of this up, can the parents force their daughter to get married to somebody they're not happy with?
The lady is not happy with that. She's atila, baligha, saying mature. You, the parents, can make suggestions, but you cannot impose it upon her. Beautiful, wonderful hadith in Sunan Nasai. One lady says, my parents got me married to a certain person, wa ana karihatun lahu, and I disliked it to get married to him. I went to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam rahmatul lil alamin. Ya Rasulullah, my parents got me married to ABC XYZ person, but I'm not happy about it. They're imposing it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you don't accept it, and that marriage will not be valid. It will be batil, null and void. See intelligence of a lady. She went back to the ladies in Madina Munawwara. You women of Islam, you women of Madina Munawwara, this is Islam. If your father, mother gets you married and you are aqila, baligha, sane and mature, then they don't have that right. They have encroached on your rights and they don't have that. Yes, they can make suggestions. They can tell you we will be happy if you marry here and there, but they can't impose it. So she taught the women and the Muslim woman. She set the precedent for humanity, posterity, according to the teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then she said, Ya Rasulullah, I will keep my father's izzat and honor. I'll keep my mother's izzat and honor. I'll marry the person. Subhanallah. What intelligence they were. You see, intelligent people they were. And then she got married to that person there. So you should remember, parents, you can't do that. Why you want to impose upon your daughter that she must get married to this? because we are Kolvat. Aprina Kolvat Ati Shadi Karwano. Because we Mehman, we want to keep all the money in the family, you see? And we are thus, and we are all fairy tales, all this gum mentality you brought from India, your Lal Kitab, not worth the paper on which is written. So remember, marry with taqwa and piety, correct belief, not Shias and Qadianis and Aga Khanis, they kufar, and good character and so forth. Then you will see you have made the right choice. Selection of the spouse also is a big thing. Just yesterday one person came, so I told him, take this kitab, it will help you in life. I see you got two marriages which failed. Allah, I don't know who's right, who's wrong, first time I'm meeting you. So anyway, one person, I told him to come for something. So anyway, you must remember, then I told him, read this. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us spouses, grant us children, progeny, that are the coolness of the eyes. Always read that.
Mufti sahab, at the time of nikah, should the bridegroom wear a garland in like the olden days?
Oh, but we're imitating the Hindus. We're imitating the kuffar. So you must remember that first you're going to wear garland, then they'll wear sari, and then you will come with a three-piece suit and so forth. And today, our men, what they do? You see, Razi Rahe Rahman Bi, Khush Rahe Shaitan Bi. They want to please Allah also, they want to please Shaitan. I have to perform the nikah. Maulana Salim Kareem, mashallah, performed much more, many more nikahs than me. So, Maulana, you know, the groom comes with a smart kurta and topi and is looking smart, immaculate condition. But when they go to the hall, then you won't recognize the guy. The topi is gone, the kurta is gone. Now he's there, what he is, suit and tie and dust and all this kind of thing. Why must we imitate the kuffar culture? So remember, we have our own identity and so forth. All this garland and confetti and what our people do, belly dancing and what, you know, it's all shaitaniyat, remember. And when you waste money on that, chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That the people who squander their money and wealth, they become the brothers, sisters of Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer. Chapter 17, verse 27.
Kitab, last question. What dua can we give to the bride and bridegroom?
MashaAllah is mentioned in Abu Dawood. You know the Arabs, the pagans at that time, they hated girls and daughters and so forth. So they used to say in the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, they used to say, Bil Baneen, Allah must give you sons. Because they don't want daughters. When they got daughters, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدٌ بِالْأُنْثَى His face used to go dark in complexion, and he was livid and angry and furious. Why did my wife give birth to a baby girl? And then when she was up, you know, 3-4 years old, she could walk, she could run, she could talk. The same biological father dug up the hole and then buried her alive, infanticide. And Quran says, feticide, you abortion, you women are committing. Infanticide, all haram. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَمٍ قُتِلَتْ. That child will be asked, what crime did you commit? The Ghazza child will be asked, what crime did you commit? That the haramis, the Jutlas and the Americans and the Zionists, all these haramis and war criminals. So what answer will they give? You go straight to hell, you haramis. I sent a yesterday message there on my status. There's a special place waiting for you, Zionists, and that's hellfire, inshallah. So the dua we must make, you going to meet the groom, the man, you, the lady, is going to meet the bride. Hadith authentic, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. Ya Allah, give this place, this couple here, barakah, blessing from all directions and sides, and keep them always in khair and goodness. Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. Learn all these du'as. Allah bless you all. Make du'a for the istima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.